during the time period between Pesach and Shavuos, which we are now, is known as Sfiras HaOmer. And that's what we're doing. We're counting from the Exodus from Egypt until Kabbalah HaTorah, receiving the Torah on Har Sinai. So really, this is a very happy time, because what could be happier? Kabbalah HaTorah, the whole purpose of the Exodus from Egypt was to receive the Torah, so we're counting up to that. So biblically speaking, it's one of the happiest times of the year. So why do we have some customs of mourning during this period then? So that was a later development. The first development, the Gemara talks about in Yevamos with the incident with Rabbi Akiva's students. The Talmud tells us in Yevamos that Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 students died during this time period. And therefore, we say we have some type of mourning. Even later on, we say the different crusades happened, many different pogroms. So later on in Jewish history, it became a very sad time. Hence, we have the customs of mourning. What customs do we have during this time period? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch regarding Sfiras HaOmer, it only talks about two things. It says the custom of not having weddings during this time period, because weddings are a time of simcha, of joy, mesameach chasam v'kala, it's a very happy period. And as well, the Shulchan Aruch talks about haircuts. So the only two things mentioned are weddings and haircuts, and we'll get into shaving also, whether that's included in haircuts or not. And however, the custom of, let's say, not listening to music, if there is a custom, isn't mentioned anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. So the custom of weddings is that we don't get married during this time period. It's with the different time periods, because it's only a 33 or 34 day mourning period, depending, like if you count from the beginning, so Lag BaOmer, it's over, and if you're a Sephardi, maybe Lamed Daled BaOmer, the next day. Or some people start from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until a couple of days before Shavuos. So some do have a minhag of keeping the whole period, but that's a more uncommon minhag. Usually the general custom is to keep part of this time period. And some point out, it could depend on also which things we're mourning about. If we're mourning about the Crusades, are we mourning about Rabbi Akiva's students? Or perhaps, as Rav Moshe writes, there's nothing special about the specific 33 days. We picked the certain days in order to pick the mourning, but it's not necessarily linked to the specific day of when something happened. Which either approach you take, the custom is not to get married. So the question comes up during coronavirus. So actually, hopefully it will be an issue, but at this point, doesn't seem it will be. What I mean to say is coronavirus started before Pesach, depending where you are, from just about Purim time, maybe a little after. And as it depends if you're in China, Spain, or Italy, but wherever you are. So therefore, many people who are scheduled to get married before Pesach, so some people did get married because you could just have a small wedding. And how small? We even paskin that you don't even need a minyan. It's preferable to try to get a minyan. But even if you can't get a minyan, you could still get married. You can't make the blessings of the Sheva Brachas. That you need a minyan for. So you just get married without the Sheva Brachas. And others were just, no one knew how long it was going to take. They want to wait.
Clarify, you're talking about Sheva Bracha like at the Chuppah or Sheva Bracha at benching? Like even Sheva Bracha at the Chuppah require a minyan?
Yeah. Okay. I think Sheva, yeah, that's those. So therefore, we would make the Sheva Brachas then. In other words, if you have a minyan, you can make the Sheva. The reason is because the Gemara, what's the issue? Because the Gemara talks about someone, if you don't have, it's like not having a ksuva. It says if you don't have Sheva Brachas, you can't be with your wife. Either some along those lines. So we so some assume that you need a. Everyone agrees you need a minyan. The question is, can you get married without them? So again, there could be different opinions, but I think most assume one can get married without them. You just don't do sheva brachas, and it's still okay to be married. Others chose, if you chose that route, it doesn't make a difference. You got married, so it's not an issue. But let's assume you were hoping for the, you were hopeful, and you wanted to have your 300-400, whatever you invited. The problem was you had an issue. Everyone's upset. You're upset because you couldn't have the wedding, and the hall's upset. They don't want to take your money. It's an honest person making a living, and he wants to provide you with the service. So the question would be, hypothetically, so if the coronavirus disappeared tomorrow, so according to everyone, during this time period between now and before Lag BaOmer, the custom is not to get married. So let's say miraculously coronavirus disappeared, and now you want to get married, but it's Sviras HaOmer. But you speak to the person who has the wedding halls and says, you know what, I'm packed after Lag BaOmer, because that's when everyone gets married. But you know what, you'll never believe it. I have a lot of empty spots between now and Lag BaOmer. My wedding hall is empty. If you want to have a wedding now during Sfira, I'll be happy to supply everything for you. So the Shaila is, can you get married during Sfira? So obviously Shulchan Aruch says the custom is not to. So all things being equal, which they're not this year, you'd get married either before or after. But let's assume something came up. It doesn't have to be coronavirus. Back in the day, they speak about people who went off, they were going off to war. So I guess one could debate whether that's the best time to get married or not, but for some reason, people wanted to get married before the husband went off to war. So the question is, b'shas hadchak, and in time of need, do we suspend the custom of not getting married during Sfiras HaOmer? Because this time period is all a custom, and it's even less than the 3 weeks. This 3 weeks is clearly a time of mourning. It's the 3 weeks, the temple's destroyed. Sfiras HaOmer is a very ambiguous time, as I pointed out. On one hand, it's a very happy time. We're receiving the Torah. We're in the mitzvah count. On the other hand, different things happen later on. So that's the question. So some would say that even the minig is not to do it. So even B'shas said either, they'd say just wait until afterwards. Others, Rav Shachter being one of them, he says that he thinks one could get married then. If it's a Shas HaDchak, he claims that was the old custom, and he gave the example of people going out to war, so then you want to get married, so therefore you would get married. So he would consider this a Shas HaDchak, a time of need, and therefore if in theory that you couldn't get married beforehand, and now this is the only time, and you can't wait the week, we're only about 2 weeks away from Lag BaOmer, maybe less. So therefore, so assuming it's a situation where we could discuss what the Shas HaDchak is, but he says if it's a real time of need, then he thinks the custom would be waived of not getting married during Sfira. So again, we're only dealing with the custom in terms of Sfira, so therefore there's room to be lenient. So all things being equal, we don't get married during this time period. However, during special time periods, one is permitted. As well as the second thing the Shulchan Aruch talks about is haircuts. Not to get a haircut during Sfiras HaOmer. So again, feel free to speak up if you have any questions. Since I can't see anybody. So
for a wedding, there was a subtlety in terms of what should count as a shadchak. Like, if there's an emotional need, maybe I would think that counts. But just because you could get a good deal on a wedding hall, does that really rise to the halachic status of shadchak?
Right. It's again,
for a haircut, I feel like that I can more relate to. That yes, that would be
shadchak. We didn't answer haircuts yet anyway. But so again, that would be. What's a Shas HaDchak would be an individual question, right? Here the case was, it's more than getting a better deal. It's a hefsid. You already put down that, I don't know, whether it's 10,000, 1,000, 50,000, I don't know what, like, I don't know what this is. Like, you already put down the money, and at least some of it, and you just, instead of having the wedding like a week before Pesach, you're going to have it now. Again, yeah, so, again, whatever, that would be a judgment call, you know, what's considered a Shas Hadchak. If, you know, if, you're right, if for whatever reason, I'm just thinking, if because of the corona, it's, people are more susceptible. Let's say you're getting married. You know, you could either be older people getting married, it could be younger. But let's say specifically elder people who can't. It's hard to be alone, and basically you are planning on getting married, like because to take care of someone else, or because you're alone. So then you know that could rise to a shas hadchak. It's an emotion. You know, the difference between like this, like feeling like you want to and having like a strong need. So I'd say. Being alone any time is not a good idea, especially during corona, you're self-isolating. So when we could, you know, one can make a case perhaps in those scenario where, yeah, so then maybe if you can't, you're going to wait until June, but now the situation changed, you can't wait, and you feel you want to be together. So that, you know, that could be a shas hadchak. I haven't seen anyone specifically talk about that case. I'm just thinking aloud. That would sound to me, you know, it's a your mental health issue, emotional, you have to be, you don't want to be alone. So again, so on an individual basis, and for some person it might not be a big deal, I could wait another month. Another person, they can't, you know, you can't wait. So I'm not going to say blanket, it's one specific case, but I'm just saying but certainly on an individual basis, that could definitely be a shas hadchak, and that could warrant getting married also. I mean, I'm sure we could come up with some other hypothetical. So, you know, shas hadchak is a pressing need, and then obviously there's an element of judgment. What's a pressing need? And there are objective pressing needs, and then there's a personal. Like, for me, maybe it's a shas hadchak, for you, it's not. Or, you know, or maybe it's for both or none. So, but
by myself, and I can give you a real practical, if Jason, I can give you a real practical Shiloh. So, in my sister's case, there's civil issues with crossing the border right now, and if you're not married, for example, it may not be taken seriously. She's supposed to get married next May, but maybe there's some procedural issues with traveling back and forth or things like that in the near future that they want to have like a small ceremony or something so that they don't have to worry about it. That's like a practical question with respect to getting married during Sphira.
Yeah, right. Right. I'm agreeing, especially with Corona. Corona itself brings Corona. There are shas hadchaks independent of our specific Corona time, and certainly during the pandemic, it's not hard to move it up to a shas hadchak. It's much easier because of all the different things. Right, all the different things. Do you mean by you're talking about having like a Jewish wedding? You're talking about civilly being married? What do you mean?
No, I'm saying like if halakhically you wanted to get, like, let's say civilly you needed to get married, but you wanted to be halakhically married at the same time because you didn't want to do them separately and you want to do the mitzvah properly, could you do it during Sphira?
Yeah.
Could you do them at the same time? I mean, in theory, you could have a civil wedding. You don't have to worry about it, but I don't know that's ideal.
No, I agree. Yeah, no, 100%.
I'm just saying it's an actual practical question.
I agree. Yeah, it's the same. Yeah,
I do it for that reason. Could you do it?
Yeah, that would. Yeah, to me, to me that could fall into a shas hadchak as well. Especially they want to get. And again, we're talking about I'm not downplaying minhagim, but there are differences if it's a. It's a biblical prohibition, a rabbinical, so this is even a lower one. And yeah, and this should be no, if someone wants to get married because they're going to war, so I'm just saying this is, if you won't be able to cross the border together and what, you know, and assuming like, again, assuming you have to get married at this point, let's assume the issue came up this week, you had to get married, then it could be. I'm just saying is, like Lag BaOmer is like a week Tuesday, so if the situation could wait, then you might as well wait. But whatever the hypothetical is, I'm agreeing that could fall into a shas hadchak also, and it's a shas hadchak, and also the question is, could you wait? Is it a shas hadchak in general, or it's a shasakak, I have to do it today or tomorrow versus waiting. Again, then the question is, could I actually get on to, assuming, you can't have a big wedding now anyway, but again, that was another question. If coronavirus ended tomorrow, and then could we have a regular wedding in terms of that? So if we're going to label it a shasadchak, it's definitely what to discuss. So definitely could fall into a shasadchak, and then obviously the details we'll discuss. Everything will be discussed. But yeah, in theory, that it should be a case where one could get married during Sfira if need be.
Just general, maybe this isn't for this year, but isn't there much more room to be lenient during Sfira to Omer than the 3 weeks, for example?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what I meant. Because the 3 weeks is a pure time of mourning. It's not ambiguous. It's a sad time. There's no discussion on it. Regarding Sfira, already it's ambiguous. It's, as I said, it's a time of receiving the Torah. We're in the midst of, marching to Har Sinai. On the other hand, later on in Jewish history, we had cases of pogroms and crusades and all that, so it became a time. And that's why it comes up in, like, Shechiyano. So there's more room to make a Shechiyano during Sfira Saomer than there is during the 3 weeks. People say there's it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Some have a meaning not to make a Shechiyano during this time, but some do make it. You'll make it on Shabbos. Again, as a general rule, well, you're right, we're more lenient by Sfira Saomer than the 3 weeks, because it's an ambiguous time versus the 3 weeks, which is clearly a time of Avelus and mourning. Yes, 100%. And it comes up not only in weddings, but in a lot of halachas. But the Shechiyano pops up, comes to mind. So 100%. So b'shas hadchak, and we could come up with shas hadchaks, and unfortunately we could come up a lot of them during Corona. So then, so to do a private wedding with because you have to get, so then you could, then you could do that. In theory, but in theory, you could have done that before Pesach. Let's say something came up over Pesach, so then yeah, so then you get married and take whether so you have to get out of the country and go there. Or let's say it's two people, they have, they're having a hard time being alone and they need to, because of the self isolating. We take in mental anguish, psychological. Need is also a shasad chak. It's not just a physical shasad chak as well. So there's definitely plenty of room, to discuss what in these situations where you could certainly have a private wedding, because at this point it doesn't look like their corona is ending this week. But who knows? So so that's the same thing by haircuts. So because generally speaking. Haircuts, you can't take a haircut during this time period. So the question is, again, it doesn't, I mean, actually, maybe we could go to Georgia. I heard, I think the haircut places are opening up. And so, actually, I saw how they were doing it. They actually were, you could put your hands underneath like the plexiglass, and everyone has the, everyone's wearing the mask, the different ways of doing it. But let's assume, I haven't seen what the haircut places look like, but let's assume the haircut places opened up this week before Lag BaOmer. And so the question is, but there's a custom not to take haircuts. So, but I haven't taken a haircut in 2 months or 3 months or whatever the amount is. So is there a heter to take a haircut? So that's what the poskim talk about. Forget about Sfira Saomer. They talk about it when you're in a real aveus. So let's say you lost a parent, a mother and father. So in general, there's Shiva, a 7-day mourning. There's Shloshim, there's like 30 days. And then there's, for a parent, there's Yud Beis Chodesh, there's 12 months. So what's the halakha? So we don't take haircuts during Shiva and Shloshim. What about during, does one have to wait a whole year to take a haircut? So the halakha is no. The halacha brought down in Shulchan Aruch is, the Rama writes that until your friend walks over to you and says, you look like a menuvel, you look disgusting, go take a haircut. And the poskim say He doesn't have to actually walk over to you. You can look in the mirror, or maybe your wife will tell you, or something, someone else will. That so therefore, once you read that stage, so then you're permitted to take a haircut. And then at some point out, once you reach that stage, you don't have to wait again. So what is this? So what is this time period? So the Rama seems to write 3 months. He says, it's 3 months, not 3 months from your last haircut, not 3 months when your Avela started. In other words, let's say, so if you happen to not take a haircut 3 months ago, and then right now, the first day of Shloshim, or the first day of Yud Beis Chodesh, it's already 3 months, and you can take a haircut. If it's a week, so where does he get the 3 months from? What is, like, random number? Like, what is 3 months have to do with anything? Why not 6 months? Why not 1 month? So Rav Moshe writes that he thinks the Rama means 3 months, he says, because what was the accepted norm during that period? People got a haircut every month, around every 6 weeks, a month and a half. So the rule is double that. So again, so that number depends on you. If you get a haircut every 2 weeks, so then it would be every month. If you get a haircut every month, then it would be 2 months. So there's no, he's saying, so Rav Moshe writes, it's so, you double the amount of when you normally would get a haircut. So if that time period is up, so then you could get a haircut. So what does that have to do with Sfiras Omer? Because that's Rav Soloveitchik and the Briskers. They say, what type of mourning is Sfiras Omer? So the Briskers are very into categories, that if you can't just make up, it's your own time period and we'll take a little bit of Shiva, a little bit of Shloshim, we'll mix it all, and that's not the way it works. They say, if it's Sfiras Omer has laws of mourning, it's either got to be door number one, Shiva, door number two, Shloshim, 30 days, or door number three, Yud Beis Chodesh. You got to pick one of them. So he says, well, it's Yud Beis Chodesh. So he says, Sfiras Omer is patterned after a mourner during the 12-month period. So he says, so Sfiras Omer is patterned after 12 months. So this, like, so the halacha is, so therefore, Rav Soloveitchik says that in general, not limited to haircuts. So therefore, based on this comparison, so therefore, Poskim would point out, so then, again, assuming, again, if you're going to take a haircut at home, so there's no reason you couldn't have taken the haircut like before, like, but for whatever reason, let's say you couldn't have taken the hair, there was some type of onus where you couldn't take the haircut before, like I'm saying, if the haircut place is opened up tomorrow and you can't give yourself a haircut, so then if you're a 3 month period, or in your case it could be a 2 month period depending on how often you take a haircut, so then even lechatchila one would be permitted to take a haircut during this time period, if that was the case, of assuming you couldn't get access to a haircut before. So therefore, if the barber's opened up and you're past your time slot of taking a haircut, so then you could do it. Again, because since, I don't know if it was last week or 2 weeks ago already, last Friday, it was Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was Iyar, was on Friday and Shabbos. So according to many poskim, that was also, I mean, it helps more for the Lag BaOmer crowd, because the other people could have got, usually we stop from, but this, like, Lag BaOmer is a freebie for everybody, just about. So too, last Friday, not this past Friday, the Friday before, since it's Rosh Chodesh Shechol B'Shabbos, so therefore the poskim said you're allowed to take a haircut that Friday before. So again, it didn't help if you don't have a barbershop open, or wherever you go for a haircut. And if you could do it, right, if you could do it at home, you could have taken a haircut last Friday. So that if you could have taken a haircut, but, you know, and you didn't, you know, that you could do any time. But even once you wait that time period, so therefore you should be able to take a haircut anyway, it's because Sfira shouldn't be any stricter than Yud Beis Chodesh, than the 12 months. And therefore, the poskim say, one in those scenarios, if the barbershop's opened up tomorrow, and even if you're holding during this time period and you double your normal period of haircuts, and you'll be able to go to the barbershop tomorrow or the next day and take a haircut. So then, so that's so that'd be another case where this is true all year round, but obviously it comes up here more because people couldn't take haircuts because they were closed. So that's why. So we have so the two things brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, we have the examples of weddings that, even though the strong minhag not to have weddings during this time period, but we said during a time of need we could debate what actually qualifies as a time of need. But if it's a shas ad chak and you have to get married, so then one can even get married during Svira Sa'omir. Again, so and be it whether it's a small wedding or if the wedding hall's opened up. And then in general, that's Rav Moshe's sheet in weddings, that you could always go, if someone else is having a wedding, you could go, even if you're not keeping that Svira, let's say I'm keeping the first days and he's keeping the second days, I can still go to his wedding because there's a mitzvah, Simchas Chasam Bakala. There's a mitzvah that, of a biblical mitzvah to make the Chasam and Kala happy. And then it's a further discussion if I could shave for that or take a haircut for that wedding, etc. So that's what we discussed weddings so far. We discussed haircuts. Any questions? Hello, any questions so far?
No, but your haircut doesn't look so bad so far.
Oh, I know. Tell my wife that. So in terms of that, and then you want to stop here or you want to go on a couple more minutes? You tell me.
I have one question. This is Camille.
Hi.
So you mentioned Rosh Chodesh. You could take that haircut.
Right. Not this specifically. This past week or last Friday is. Usually, generally, for Rosh Chodesh itself, we generally do not take a haircut. It's only because Rosh Chodesh, it happened to be Friday and Shabbos. So, when Rosh Chodesh falls, so let me go. I'll conclude with this. So the Torah tells us originally that we had the Sholosh Regolim. We have Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos correspond to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the three Avos. And really, the 12 Shvatim were the 12 Rosh Chodeshim. And really, originally, every Rosh Chodesh is going to be a regular din of a Yantav. Imagine all the days off you'd need just to get, forget about taking any vacation pay. You'll be using them on Jewish Jewish holiday. So originally they wanted to make a Rosh Chodesh a full-fledged holiday. But since the sin of the golden calf, so therefore it went back to almost a little more than a regular day. And that's why the custom among women to observe Rosh Chodesh a little more, because they weren't involved in the sin of the golden calf. So, however, some point out that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so then Rosh Chodesh reverts back to its original din. It has a din of a yantif. And that's why we have a special musaf. And when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we don't say the Rosh Chodesh davening on musaf. We don't do the Shabbos davening. We have a special Shemona Esrei. And it's similar to the Lashon, to the language we have on yantif. So when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, it raises itself to a din of a yantif. So therefore, an Erev Yantif, we permit you to shave when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos in that case. Yes, so go on with your question, yeah? Camille, yeah?
No, that was it.
So it's not a regular Rosh, it's only because this year that Rosh Chodesh fell out on Shabbos, so therefore we want you to be able to shave. We have another rule, which isn't going to happen this year, but if Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday, so we permit you to get a haircut on Friday. Why? Because how does it look? You're going to get a haircut for Lag BaOmer, but for Shabbos, you're not going to get a haircut. Doesn't make sense. You're going to give more credence to Lag BaOmer over Shabbos. So in a case when Lag BaOmer falls out on Sunday, the custom is to take haircuts and shave on Friday. We'll cover Shabbos, because else it'll be a zilzul, it'll be a disgrace to Shabbos that you're not... that you're not you're taking a haircut for Shabbos. You're taking a haircut for Lag BaOmer, but not for Shabbos. You got that? Hello, you have that? Hello?